Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Happy Thursday to you, North America. The mothership has connected. Welcome aboard. It's the 4-Hour Chaos Theory Kegger. DA with you from the CBS Sports Radio studios in New York City, broadcasting to affiliates nationwide and north of the border. Anchorage to Atlanta, Los Angeles to Las Vegas, Kalamazoo and Waterloo, we are
they
on the air.
Everything we say in DA, everything.
And a good morning to you, everybody. Thanks so much for dropping on by. It's a thirsty Thursday, so we can toast to the good stuff. What is it that you'd like to toast to? Send me your tweets, DA on CBS or on the phones at 855-212-4CBS. We continue our week of celebrating the best stories in Major League Baseball at the midway point. Not quite the All-Star break, but officially about 81 games through the season for most teams. We'll talk to Kevin Brown, voice of the Baltimore Orioles, hour number three, as the O's have been a bright spot in the American League, their young core coming together just as it did last year and picking up where they left off. Also, this hour, we've got Soundcheck in 20 and the Decade of DA. We celebrate 10 years here on CBS Sports Radio with what has become known in DA show lore as Emergency Pop-Tart. That's coming up this morning here on the program. Last night, the biggest news of the night was a perfecto in Oakland, of course. Now, this is no fault of the A's fans, but Oakland has fielded a minor league team this year. What?
I'm sorry.
Through no fault of the fans, they're getting embarrassed on a nightly basis. They're 20 and 60. They're 21 and 62 or something. This team is 40 games under 500 at the midway point. So it always feels like, oh, what a dreadful experience to go out there and watch them play awful baseball. But it's not the fans' fault that they've got a minor league team out there.
It's not their fault. I was just impressed by you twisting a perfect game into a don't leave Oakland take.
Well, I saw
Nadia Comaneci just gave you a 10 on the uneven bars.
I saw this story when I woke up last night, or this morning rather, and I'm like, oh, of course A's fans got dragged again last night or this morning, because now they had to endure a perfect game against them. There's about 3,000 fans in the building. Now they're going to have to see highlights all morning long of a completely empty Coliseum of a guy that threw a perfect a perfecto against him. I said, of course, this is kind of like a one hitter. Nobody cares. But last night, a perfect game. Everyone's going to care. Oh, look, nobody was in the ballpark. Oh, look, they suck so bad. Anyway, the problem here is not the A's fans or the empty ballpark. It's who threw the no-hitter. Now, there is a strict embargo at the moment on all things from the nation's largest market. I'm sick and tired of New York. I'm sick and tired of the Big Apple. They've pushed us too far to the brink. I know everybody around the country is sick and tired as well anytime that we talk New York sports, so we're not doing it around here. Unfortunately, that was the team that did it. And so last night, that squad that's got a lot of championships that plays the Bronx, they did it. Domingo Germán was the guy that threw it. We'll just call him Dommy German. There was Donnie Baseball, now Dommy German. Dommy German throws the perfect game, and that's all we got to talk about it. Caserta is in for headlines. I will alert him of the embargo since Schwartz threw up his hands. I didn't know we were doing that. Will somebody tell me? Okay, well, Schwartz, we're not going to talk about the New York team so much, okay? All right, well, watch me talk a lot about them. And do you know who I root for and my family roots for and who I go to press events to cover? Yeah, we got it. We got it. So that's all you need to know. Unfortunately, though, Sterling didn't get the call last night, didn't make the road trip. I'm thinking, oh, I'm going to get the no-hitter, no, perfect game. I didn't get any of that last night. No Sterling on the road trip. He can't stay up that late.
That is true. So you had two Fordham guys, Justin Shackle on the radio and Ryan Rucco on TV, because Michael Kay doesn't do West Coast trips either.
Well, congratulations to the Fordham guys.
How about that?
Does Sterling wake up today and go, oh, damn it? Did he stay up for the game?
That's the question. Does he know it happened yet?
I don't think so.
I don't think so either.
I don't think so.
No shot.
No shot, Boyle?
No, he was probably asleep by 8:30. He'll probably wake up in the next 20 minutes because most old people wake up at like 6:30 in the morning.
Jeez. So last night, this is a West Coast game, so local time, it probably first pitch was 10.
I think it was 9:40.
9:40. Perfect game, pretty quick, probably 2 hour and 15 minute buzzsaw or so. So we're talking about maybe 11 o'clock local time, it wraps up. So does John go to bed before 11 on a game night? Yeah, I think he does. I think no matter if he's calling the game or not, he's asleep by about 10:30. Yeah.
I think he intended to be awake for the entire game, but in a leather chair with like a scotch next to him in his sleeping robe, he fell asleep like in the sixth inning.
And is he awake yet? And when he gets up, is he upset that he wasn't the one that called it?
That's the easy answer. Yes.
Yeah,
double
yes.
In fact, he'll probably be in Oakland later today to finish the trip in case anything else happens.
And has asked them to replay the game, has petitioned Major League Baseball to replay the game.
I'm sorry, we got to play it again.
There's a replay of last night. We'll call this game again. I want to start here with the NFL because we've got suspensions coming down for the gambling of players in the league. And isn't this interesting? You've got the NFL, massive billion-dollar operation, which is in beds, nookie-nookie time, with all of these gambling outlets, all of this legalized betting. So they're in bed, they're making out, they're Netflix and chilling. And then you got players that are doing it, which calls into question the integrity of the game. And the NFL's like, no. We got to suspend you full season, big time suspensions. But when does it come down? Happens to come down today or tomorrow or even next week? Going into a holiday weekend, is the NFL trying to bury it? It's where we begin, your cold open.
Let's not sugarcoat this. This is as serious as it gets. I mean, Calvin Ridley may never play in the NFL again. We're talking about the integrity of the game. he is caught gambling on games. Now, in the NFL's letter that was released, it says that no inside information was determined to be used in these bets, such as a player being hurt, or I spoke to this guy and I know he's not playing this week. So that stuff was not part of the gambling allegations and charges that led to the suspension.
The suspension is pretty much, it is what it is. The policy, I broke a policy. I pretty much look past those things, the situation. Like I said, it is what it is. I'm just happy to be out here, get this time with my guys I didn't get a chance to do last year. I'm happy I get a chance to do that.
I think the way you stop it is to do what the NFL did today, which is major significant suspensions, 3 players suspended indefinitely, banishment, which means you're suspended a year and then you have the ability to reapply after that year. 2 of those players, C.J. Moore and Quinton Severs from the Lions, have been released. The Commanders are cooperating with the NFL and still looking into the Shaka Tony suspension. The banishment suspensions, the 1 year, were for gambling on NFL games, so that is essentially similar to what, or the same as what Calvin Ridley got. So I think the message is pretty clear. If you gamble on NFL games, it's going to be a year at least.
I don't believe it!
The most amazing, sensational, dramatic, heartrending.
It's DA's top story.
Here he goes.
It's your cold open.
You heard Steve Wyche on NFL Network there, Jameson Williams on his gambling suspension, and Ian Rappaport, courtesy of the Pat McAfee Show. A handful of NFL players, including Colts corner Isaiah Rodgers, expected to receive season-long suspensions at some point this week, but it's already Thursday morning because they violated the NFL's gambling policy. There is no doubt the NFL is strategically news dumping this, as we like to say in the business. A news dump is when you announce embarrassing news because you have to for your company, and you do it going into the weekend. So traditionally, this is a Friday at 5 o'clock, because what you do there is you make sure your news gets dumped into the news cycle wasteland. If you announce your big news on a Monday morning, you are hoping that it has traction for multiple days, perhaps the entire week through the news cycles. People talk about it on morning shows like this one, filters down to midday shows and afternoon shows, picks up on the internet. Everybody's full-time Monday through Friday in the news media. If you dump it on a Friday, you are hoping that it gets quieted because nobody's talking about it over the course of the weekend, when most full-time shows and hosts and producers are off and coverage kind of splinters and people aren't in front of the TV or in their cars as much to talk about the news and to digest the news. But to double news dump is to take Friday at 5 o'clock and do it going into a holiday weekend, when you will extend how long the news media is off. And think about this. What, 4th of July is Tuesday, right? Yes. So they dump this going into this weekend on Friday. Hasn't come down yet. Maybe it comes down today, probably tomorrow. You are banking on no news Friday night, no news Saturday, no news Sunday, no news Monday, no news Tuesday. By the time we get to Wednesday, it's old news. The NFL in bed, playing adult gymnastics with gambling companies, absolutely wants to distance itself from its own players violating its own gambling protocol. Absolutely. Now, I don't know how much longer we existed in America where the gambling companies are pumping this much money into everything, advertising, etc., because at some point, people are just going to have it as the norm. And I don't know how much advertising money they'll have to use to try to convert new users, et cetera. And full disclosure, I utilize apps on my phone. I've got a FanDuel app and a DraftKings app. I use FanDuel more than not. And I cast my bets and I do my wagers. Now, CBS Sports Radio and the Odyssey Company doesn't prevent me from doing so, either in the workplace or otherwise. So I don't have to worry about suspensions. But the NFL has glommed onto this fire hose of cash, and Americans, that are now spending money doing so. And the last thing they want to do is make this an enemy or a villain. And so there is no doubt you wash your hands on a Thursday or a Friday going into a long holiday weekend. And that's when you let the world know, yeah, and our players, they went naughty, naughty on the gambling.
Okay.
855-212-4CBS or on Twitter, DA on CBS. Today, we've got a young man who is shadowing behind the glass on the Wheels of Steel in for Pete the Body Bilotti. Pete had a call out today. I talked to him on the phone on the way in, very raspy voice. Came down with something. I don't know if it was a rebound of what he had a couple of weeks ago, but did not sound good today.
Now, I didn't talk to Pete, but I got a text. And for being honest, the text, we should have known this was coming. Been a lot of focus on Sean for the last little bit. Sean is not in the building today, so Pete would have had extra work to do, even though Boyle is here.
Mraz from home, Boyle sliding into Mraz's spot in the control room. Caserta in for headlines, you still floating as a sixth man.
Yep, and a seventh man in Ryan, who's here, happened to be training yesterday with Pete, and then today Pete goes, you know what? I need a day. I need the spotlight. I don't feel well.
Oh, no.
I'm calling out sick.
Don't say that.
I did, and that. I believe it.
Don't say that. So you are saying this was one grand scheme where Pete has the trainee in, boom, then says, I got my guy on the board. I can step away. I can go home. Didn't he come into work today?
I think he tried to sell it well. Like, I put my pants on, and I got to the highway, and I sounded like this, so I'm going to go home now. Yeah, I think that's what happened.
Why are you laughing back from home, big guy?
Because I got a voicemail, too. I tried, Sean. I tried. I tried to get in there.
I got the black lung, too.
I tried. But look, I actually think Pete really is sick. But nonetheless, like, just on my farewell tour here, this is the most Pete call out of all time. He's the one day I have to work from home. He fears he might have a little extra work. He somehow randomly had Ryan ready to train yesterday, almost like he preemptively knew he was going to need somebody to step in. It's just, it checks all the boxes in Pete Bilotti bingo of the most Pete call out of all time.
We need a Captain Milkshake stakeout sitting outside.
Detective Milkshake,
excuse me, sitting outside Pete's house just to see if Pete does anything else today. Like, if, what did Pete really have going on that he needed today off?
If Detective Milkshake spies Pete leaving the house with a beach blanket in his bathing suit heading out to the shore.
I don't even want to see a trip to Costco. I don't even want to see a honey-do list. That doesn't count. Stay inside.
No, I want reporters at LIU Post to see if he shows up for that job. I want them to stay outside.
Outside of his door. Pete, can we get one question in here, Pete? Pete, 5 minutes. Pete, just one question. Well, I brought this up because we got into the cold open, and Pat Boyle had slid out into the newsroom, I think, to type up the credits of who was talking in the cold open. So I said down the line to Ryan, I go, Ryan, who is this? Ryan looks at me and goes, no idea.
And I was like, welcome aboard.
I like that honesty. No idea. Thank you. All right. I know I can count on you for honesty. Here we are, and I'm like, well, is young Ryan going to be able to run the board without Pete here? He's just shadowed for one day. Does he feel comfortable? Who is this, Ryan? No idea. Okay, got it. I'll wait for Pat to run in with the credits, I suppose.
Already better than Kevin Wool.
And normally Pete trains alternate Petes for like 8 days.
Alternate Petes.
Pete's training budget is basically infinity dollars. He makes them come in and sit there, touch a board for a minute or two, and then maybe you can get a shift. Ryan's doing it the very next day.
If you were worried that perhaps by corporate moving Mraz over to the local side was a sign of disrespect on the DA show, I just want you to absorb what has happened this week. Our budget is through the roof this week. I mean, I don't think we'll be allowed to go to the Super Bowl until 2032 to make up for this week.
Or we're sponsoring the Super Bowl.
I mean, this is incredible. We have more bodies on this show than the entire rest of the network has, I believe.
That is true.
I mean, it feels like the September 40-man roster expansion. Yes. Like, how many guys do we have around here?
We need a full hour for Thirsty Thursday today.
We have two extra guys today, and Pete's homesick.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable.
By the way, Ryan is now coming to the Super Bowl in 2021.
Through the pandemic, Mraz worked from home, and that was it. Just when Mraz works from home, he's the producer. Mraz works from home today. Don't worry, Pat's in studio. Oh, okay. Throughout the pandemic, if we had another update guy, or throughout history of Western civilization, other update guy, Bogish stays home. We've got Caserta. Don't worry, Bogish is still on the show. It's amazing. I'm halfway waiting for Kenny Brock to walk through the door. What do I got to do today?
That's tomorrow.
I got nothing to do. What do I got to do today?
We just need a second silent co-host. Someone just sit next to you and maybe say something.
I'm halfway waiting for...
That's me from home today. That's boils true. In my chair.
He who should not be named might be doing wing cam coming up here. We'll just watch him eat cake or... We got a budget for days. I don't know how this happened.
Well, I mean, you threatening the company that went viral, you know, starters...
And suddenly we have as many hands on deck as possible.
Yeah, still share spoons in the kitchen, but we got extra people here.
We had to let the comptroller go to make sure this worked this week.
Your message was received, though, DA.
I guess so.
And it's a big spot for Ryan, because Pete said, you know, you're going to run the board, but, you know, if Ryan wants to, you know, do something or one or two things, make sure he knows the 9 o'clock. And we got here ready to do the 6 a.m., and he goes, I got it. He goes, it's just an open. So, Ryan's stepping up.
It's amazing.
Wow.
Just an open.
And I talked to Pete on the phone today on my way in. He sounded like Babe Ruth at that last press conference at Yankee Stadium. I don't think I'll be able to make it in.
I tried today. I really tried.
I consider myself the luckiest man in the world.
Wasn't that Lou Gehrig?
I know, that was Gehrig.
Details.
But Pete, with Ryan taking over, I consider myself the luckiest man in Odyssey. They've staffed us with 17 extra hands today.
Which makes it the most Pete call out of all time.
Hey, look, if Pete gets me 10 extra guys a day, he can call out every single day. We have more people here than we know what to do with.
This is Pete's master plan. Sean's leaving. How do I limit even more work for me? I'm just going to bring in all of these guys. DA's mad. They won't say anything.
This is the new norm.
The possible backfire is if Ryan does well off of one training shift, that's going to crush Pete's normal two-week procedure.
Good point.
I mean, it's like a Navy SEALs training around here. Normally, it's like Hell Week. You got to go carry logs in the waves to get a shift. And Ryan does one day, and he handles the cold open. Pete's got nothing left.
Usually, when you train under Pete on the board, you carry logs through the waves.
It's because Ryan stuck around and watched D-Cell do it. And was like, all right, I'm good.
Usually, they're bungee jumping out of the 11th floor. Test your fears. At some point in time, advanced analytics will run directly into epic fail. Zip line from the 11th floor down to Soho.
It's 6:48. Schwartz is only on the third story of his 9-story update. What do you do? The hard out's coming.
52 past the hour, DA still hasn't broken yet. What level of fear are you at? The music bed for the sleep number read is gone missing. What do you do?
Bilotti's car needs to put money in the meter, but you can't do it from the app.
You must hide your identity. It's a rental car, but it doesn't need to be. What do you do?
The producer's dying next to you. The guest hotline is ringing. Which battle do you choose? Who do you save? Joe Theismann's calling in again.
A griddle has nuked the control room. Do you call engineering or do you try to solve it on your own?
Stretch, stretch.
Stretch, stretch. Just keep stretching. You'll be fine. Just keep stretching. Everything's going to be fine.
Oh, Cap right now is the graphic of Pete wearing a t-shirt that says Days to Burn on it.
DA has badgered you for 2 weeks about not answering the phones. Mraz is working from home today, and now Randy in Alabama has called for 4 times in a row. What do you do?
Don't answer again.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
CBS presents this program in color.
An educated person can't think he's going to get a recruit by strippers coming in.
They can fire you, but they can't eat you.
And they run through our ass like through a tin horn, man, and we could not stop them.
The audio you need to hear. It's DA Soundcheck.
All right, welcome back. You can listen to the DA show on hundreds of affiliates nationwide across the great CBS Sports Radio Network and also on Sirius XM, channel 158. Let's start with Steph Curry as Chris Paul is coming to the Warriors after that trade earlier. Here is Steph on CP3.
It's going to be amazing. You know, it's obviously a big change. Consider all the history that we've had before it, and, you know, me and him going way back to North Carolina days, and you know, him kind of being my mentor when I was coming out of college and being able to work out with him and learn the ropes. So one thing about CP, instead of, you know, all the time, is that he makes, you know, teams that he's on better. And I think for us, that's why the move was made, and just an opportunity for us to try to compete at the highest level and, you know, get back to a championship, you know, level team, and making sure all the pieces fit. So just excited about the unknown and the opportunity behind it, because, you know, it's going to be a lot of high IQ guys in the locker room trying to figure it out.
That's an interesting connection I had thought of, that Steph and Chris Paul, both North Carolina guys from the state of North Carolina. Chris Paul grew up in North Carolina, then went to Wake. And Steph Curry, obviously grown up around the Charlotte area. Dad Dell, a Hornets legend, and then went to Davidson. So there's a little connection there. Even though Steph Curry is younger, sounds like they got a connection and a relationship from back in the day. So that's pretty cool. I mean, I don't know how much better it makes the Warriors, because Chris Paul, I don't think has much left in the tank. It should give Steph Curry some spells, where Steph, obviously, when he was injured last year, is when the Warriors cratered. And the Warriors have decided, let's go all in for right now. And when you trade Jordan Poole, that's a move for the now, not the future. The idea was that Andrew Wiggins and Kuminga and Poole were supposed to keep that window of championship aspirations open longer than the Splash Brothers and Draymond. And now with the front office decided was, yeah, Jordan Poole's not working around here, and let's get a little older with Chris Paul, and let's just try to maximize the here and the now with Steph and Clay and the rest of these guys. So we'll see how it works. I don't think it makes the Warriors necessarily better, because I don't know how much he has left of the tank, but I do think that it stabilizes the team if Steph does go down, or give Steph some breathers over the course of a day, because last year when Steph was injured, those two stints is how the Warriors sunk like a rock to the sixth seed. Here's Good Morning Football NFL Network. Host Sarah Walsh was in this week, and I guess her husband played a longer round of golf recently, and here was Sarah Walsh.
Not once in your history of golfing has a round ever taken 3.5 hours. Not once. And it's not because the group in front of you plays slow, and it's not because they had a dude in jean shorts with a 20 handicap. First of all, it is because your round of golf starts an hour earlier than your tee time so that you can get on the range, so that you can find your swing, because somewhere in the recess of your brain, you think that you have a shot to get on tour.
Wow.
It's because after your 4.5 hour round, if you're lucky, it's not your fault, but your boy Chad, who got you on the course, forces you to go grab food with him at the club grill after. And I get it. You're starving. You know why you're starving? You've been there all day. Also, don't complain about having to take a call from your wife when you're on the course. You know why? Because I'm not interrupting.
That's,
I know,
for Mike.
Someone's laughing on this desk, and this is where I got it from.
Not allowed on the course.
It is why it is very difficult for me to play a round of golf. And usually, I totally space out after 12 holes, and I just let the rest of the guys finish. I love being out with my boys. Love having an ice cold beer on a warm golf course. I love hearing the birds chirp. I love slicing three different balls into the woods and not even having to bother chasing them, because I'm not even going to try. I love those days. It's great to be out with the guys. But we get to the turn, and I'm like, all right, I got a couple more holes in me. How, we've been out here now 2 hours. Then we get through 11, and I'm like, boy, how many more? Seven, eight more holes. What do we got? Then we get to 12, and I go, maybe we should just wrap up at 13. No, I got a good round going on. And I'm like, but we're at 3 hours. Can't we just go into the clubhouse and get some beers? At this point, I'm no longer even keeping my score. I'm kind of like, yeah, I think I had a 7 on the last one. Maybe that was a 5. I'm not sure. By the time we get to 15, I've stopped playing. I've let the rest of the guys keep going. I just play best ball. Just, I'll play your drive. Maybe I'll drive. It's probably going to go into the woods, in the trap. I don't know. Leave that ball there. Now I'm playing other balls I've found while walking the course, because I don't want to just keep wasting my own balls. By the time we wrap this thing up at 18 and shake hands, it's a 4.5 hour round, tipping towards 5 if you were there for a little bit to get some practice range balls in. And now I definitely want a beer at the clubhouse, and I'm definitely hungry, so I want a burger. And now we're tipping the scales at 5.5, and if you live a half hour away from the course, now you've been gone for 6 hours, and I'm like, look, I like you guys. I don't want to spend 6 hours with you guys. We didn't do anything today. So I think Sarah Walsh is right on the money, especially if you're waiting for somebody else to come home, because I'm bored and I play. Boyle goes out there almost every day, and you could play a 5 hour round and love it, I'm sure.
But you also need your supplements. You need your smelling salts. That's why, you know, 13, 14th hole rolls around and you're starting to feel it, and it's 3.5 hours, especially on a hot day, 90 degrees. I mean, look, round sometimes goes very, very slow. So that's when you need somebody who's got the smelling salts, a little ammonium to the brain, you're good to go.
Okay, so literally your solution to my boredom is bring smelling salts to the course.
Yeah.
Are we talking real smelling salts or those party smelling salts you like to do, Boyle?
No. Real smelling salts.
Also, I have a theory about this particular situation. Is it possible that he stays out on the course longer because of her incessant nagging? Is that possible here? That maybe he doesn't want to deal with that because she just wouldn't stop talking.
Well, I have not played around yet since AJ's been born, but I have thought about escape many, many times.
We've talked about this a little bit.
So I suppose if I was in the situation today and the Bourbon Bell said, yeah, you can play a round of golf, maybe I would milk it for 6 hours.
Yeah. Now, she's married to a former big league pitcher. His name is Matt Bushman. I don't know. He's a Ray, I think, most notably. Loosely using that term. He had a great tweet response to this yesterday saying, you know, I can talk, have deep conversation about multiple housewives from Bravo, and you still can't give me any intricacies on a 56-degree wedge.
Good for him.
So he's trying. He's pushing back.
Okay. Yeah, those conversations about Housewives must be brutal. But you like that stuff.
Not so much Housewives, but other Bravo shows, yes.
Yes.
Doesn't Sean like the Housewives?
Yes. He does, right?
Only the Jersey ones.
Oh, you're there. Hi, Sean.
Hi, Greg.
Power rank the Housewives shows, not the actual Housewives. I wouldn't know any of them, but the Housewives shows.
So I'm only going to go the four that I've watched. Jersey is definitely number one. Real Housewives of Atlanta, number two.
Mm.
Real Housewives of, it's either Orange County or Beverly Hills, whatever that California one is. I really like that a little bit. And then four is New York City, a little overrated, much like the embargo.
What other ones do we have? Tucson in there?
No.
Grand Rapids?
Danielle's ready if we go to Tucson to lead the charge.
Finally, Maggie and Perloff, another eating challenge. They ate an entire thing of peanut butter, an entire thing of jelly. I think they've done like weird Wednesdays, right? They've eaten crazy food, street food.
Oh, yes.
From Chinatown or something like that. Ooh. Didn't they do that recently?
Yeah.
And now, a spicy nuggets challenge. Let's play the clip.
What about gloves, Dexter? Because you clearly are the only person who knows. You and Pat are the only ones who I trust right now.
I would wear gloves.
If you get
it in your cuticles, that might burn your fingers.
That's going to burn your fingers. And then you
burn my fingers? What are you talking about?
Not burn them like you got lit on fire, but burn like a stinging burn.
Yeah, you'll feel that. And then you also want to protect in case, I don't know if you're a face toucher, or somebody who touches your face. You don't want to touch around your eyes.
Totally
or
a face toucher. Not just my face, other people's faces too.
First of all, you're not a face toucher. No, you're not. Yeah. You can wear your glasses and you're not going to get anything in your eye. And by the way, I mean, I hate to do this, but are you not men? You're worried about cuticles getting hot sauce in your cuticles?
I don't like the hot sauce.
Are you not men?
Antiquated stuff, Maggie.
I mean, I hate to be this person, but come on, guys.
It burns.
I'm not going to burn my cuticles.
You can just go to the bathroom and wash your hands.
What if I have a little cut on my finger? Is it possible I'm going to the emergency room?
No,
because that spice gets into a cut.
What are we doing?
So, Pat, you were in for the show there.
Correct.
The spicy nuggets are actually covered in hot sauce?
Yeah, so I think they're bringing in several different hot sauces, hot sauce bottles, to then put on chicken nuggets, and Perloff is going to have to eat the cayenne pepper, ghost pepper, Reaper.
Yeah.
Sounds more like a boneless wing than a chicken nugget.
Yeah, right. Mm. Yeah, that's right.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Now, Mraz, I heard you sighing back there. Why is that?
Well, I mean, nobody needs to wear gloves for this, number one. If you're going to do the hot stuff, did you guys wear gloves for the ghost chili salsa? No, you did not. So just stop. You know, look, let the DA show continue to pave the way for food on CBS Sports Radio. And if you're going to do it, we don't need to over-exaggerate with gloves. That's all I'm saying. Have a little respect for what we've carved out here.
Mraz is a little territorial about the food stuff.
Yes. I'd also suggest to our friends to, like, space these things out a little bit. Sean and I were joking on Monday, hashtag it's June, just because there's nothing to talk about. They've already had top five baseball movies, top five boxing movies, top five football movies, and now this chicken nugget thing.
And peanut butter and jelly.
Right, but at least those are bet-related. Like, this week, they're just killing time. They're just playing out. Like, are they moving to the fans soon? Are they just crossing off shows here as well? Like, maybe one a week, not one a day.
That's your sound check. Greg Caserta in for headlines. Good morning, Greg.
Good morning, DA. Good morning, Bogish. Good morning, Sean. Good morning, Pete, wherever you may be.
Look to the heavens and bless yourself.
So we
6 feet
under. I'll go kick rocks, Greg. It's all right, buddy.
We have 2 minutes here. A team with more World Series than any other taking on a team that will relocate once again, leaving Oakland without any known franchises. As Sean Morash so wisely put it, if said team had a perfect game and it happens when most people are sleeping, did it even happen? Right you are, Sean. I saw the perfecto was intact through 7, but I went to sleep and missed history like most of the listening audience.
And Herman, the righty, deals to the plate. Swung on, ground ball to third. Donaldson's up with it. He throws to first. Domingo Herman has pitched a perfect game.
It's a good call.
Good call, but got his name wrong. Dommy German does it. The 24th perfect game in Major League history. And the first since 2012 for one night and perhaps a bit more. He is the baddest pitcher on the planet. Here is his translated answer after joining the exclusive club.
Ah, so exciting. You know, when you think about something very unique in baseball, you know, and not many people have an opportunity to pitch a perfect game, to accomplish something like this in my career. You know, something that I'm going to remember forever, be part of history. So exciting.
Earlier in the day, baseball's richest owner addressed a long-suffering fan base that includes the likes of D.A., Kind Sir, and aforementioned Pete the Body Bellotti.
My life has value! I want you to get up now. I want all of you to get up out of your chairs. I want you to get up right now and go to the window, open it, and stick your head out and yell, I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore!
After that impassioned speech, the team he took from Fred and Jeff Wilpon lost to the Brewers 5-2. They are now 8 games under .500, and that's what's happening.
The only two stories were New York-based, but that was good.
It's so unbelievable that it's worked out that way.
I mean, really, the biggest two stories in sports happened to be New York based yesterday, and I didn't put any of them in the topic list. I'm like, nope, we're not doing it.
Pete being out might be the third biggest story in sports, by the way.
His Iron Man streak has come to a close at 6 days.
Yeah. His new personal record.
Pete trots around the newsroom, waves to the fans. You follow him all around with a camera.
For a guy called the Body, it's awfully flimsy.
Wow.
No. We were supposed to do a decade of DA, emergency Pop-Tart, coming up here this hour, but I want to give it a little bit more space, so we'll do it coming up, I think, next hour. So fear not. We will get to it.
We do need a poll question. Do we do who plays more, Kevin Durant or Pete the Body?
This year like last year, the best is right here on CBS.
It's the DA Show on CBS Sports Radio.
All right, you can watch the show at watchda.com. That's mobile friendly. Also on YouTube, full episodes are archived there, and on Twitch. Martellus Bennett once said that 89% of NFL players use marijuana. Ricky Williams, who is noted as a aficionado of the substance, said at least 80%. And many players and former players have invested in CBD's products. Now, Travis Kelce did an interview with Vanity Fair and estimated at least 50 to 80% of the NFL uses some type of cannabis product. Now, that's a big skew. People see the 80% and they kind of freak out. But number one, 50 to 80 is a huge differential. Number two, it's definitely 50. It's 100% half of the league uses some type of cannabis product. And Kelce said, look, you can smoke weed or do gummies up until a week before drug testing, which happens in August or July. And then you just stop. And he said that's what he does. And a lot of guys stop a couple of days before because they're working out, they're sweating it out, et cetera. There's no doubt in my mind that more than 50% use. Is 80% high? Probably. But it wouldn't surprise me if it's at 70 to 75% because for generations, NFL players were given pain medication, painkillers. And as painkillers got more and more common and more addictive, it created more and more problems. And so guys like Brett Favre that got addicted to Vicodin and things like this in the 90s and started affecting a lot of other guys who went through CTE, body trauma, big injuries, and just were popping oxys constantly because the team doctors gave them all of this, started realizing, man, this is bad stuff. It's addictive and it takes over your life. And cannabis and CBD and marijuana is far less so. And so guys got smarter, obviously became legalized a lot of places in America, both recreationally and certainly for medicinal purposes. And it makes far more sense for players to be using cannabis than it ever did that they would get pain medication. I remember getting my wisdom teeth taken out and they gave me oxycodone. And I took one or two of them. I'm like, this is crazy. I'm having wild hallucinations while I'm awake, while I sleep. My dreams have become nightmares in the middle of the day. I'm like, I'm sweating. I'm like, no, I'm not doing this. And so I just dealt with the wisdom teeth taken out. And imagine how large my wisdom teeth are. I mean, I was like, no, I'll just deal with this after 2 days. I said, I don't need this. Imagine having your wisdom teeth taken out or a broken bone or something every week for your job through your career. It makes far more sense not to do those types of pharmaceuticals.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.